Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Is it new? Yes. Is it fresh? Yes. Is it against our better judgment? Almost certainly. We're back with another episode of Odyssey's most sarcastically topical podcast, Name That News. I'm your host, Mark Menard, once again alongside my partner in this crime of opportunity, Zach Clark. And if you're unfamiliar with our show, I will happily remind you how this works. Here at Name That News, we play you a few clips from the week that was in the news, and we give you as little context as we can manage, almost none, really, and then we give you three choices, and you get to try and figure out what in the world they are talking about. In essence, you get to, that's right, name that news. Zach, how are you this week?
I'm doing great, Mark, and that moment right there reminded me of, like, when you're reading a book, or when you're watching a movie or listening to a song, and the name of said book, song, movie pops out of said book, song, or movie. You're like, aha, there it is.
That's right.
So now I'm excited.
My favorite part of Fiddler on the Roof is when he says, you know, you are the most amazing fiddler on the roof I've ever seen.
Yes, that's definitely the most consequential part of that play, for sure.
So let's see. You get to go first this week. What do you have for us leading off?
All right, Mark, we're going to start in my neck of the woods at WWJ in Detroit. Take a listen.
She climbed it and couldn't get down. The 17-year-old went up 65 feet and stayed there. The fire department had to call in an expert to help bring her down. It took just under an hour to get the girl back on the ground.
So, Mark, this was happening on the west side of Michigan along Lake Michigan. So basically, we're on the shores of Lake Michigan here. What did this woman climb? Was it A, a roller coaster to get in for free? Was it B, simply a tree? Or was it C, a stack of all the Detroit Lions losses of all time? That's a very, very big pile.
Look, if you're going to climb the stack of Detroit Lions losses, you better bring an oxygen tank because you're going to get into that thin air pretty quickly. I don't think it's that. I don't know if anybody has enough stamina for that. So that brings us to a roller coaster or a tree. Look, there's some tall trees that you can get stuck up in if you can't find the right branches to get back down. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and assume she was a daredevil. I'm going to say it was a roller coaster.
Well, Mark, she was a daredevil, but she just climbed a tree and there was really no apparent reason for it. She just started to climb, and then at one point she realized she was too high and then froze, and it took about an hour to get her down. It was kind of like the Forrest Gump, you know, in the movie where he's just running and he's like, I just started running and I didn't stop. And then he got tired. Well, I think she got scared. And I'll tell you what, Mark, I am deathly afraid of heights. This story terrifies me. I have a hard time even reading it.
I don't like heights either. Look, did Jackson Brown show up and start singing Running on Empty while she was climbing the tree? That's what I want to know, because then we have a real Forrest Gump situation.
I don't think so, but I would have loved to seen it.
Well, look, let's go out to WBBM in Chicago for this one. You know that feeling when you put something you think is valuable up on eBay and no one bids on it? Well, imagine that happening at a real-life fancy pants auction. It happened to an item being auctioned off by the Art Institute of Chicago.
Now a rare statue put up for auction last week has drawn zero interest.
You may have seen it during the years it was on display at the Art Institute, a small copper statue of...
So what was the statue of? Was it A, a statue of Buddha dating back to the 9th century? Was it B, a statue of Michael Jordan dating back to the last time the Bulls were any good? Remember, this is Chicago. Or C, was it a statue of Buddha wearing a Michael Jordan jersey?
Oh, well, gee, Mark, it seems like the Bulls have not been good since the 9th century when Jordan was there, so I see an overlap here. And I gotta say, look, if there was an actual auction of the Buddha wearing a Jordan jersey, even though I'm from Detroit, I would have bought that. So I know it's not that one, because I would have bid on that. That would have been amazing. And look, the answer has to be a statue of the Buddha, but I feel like that would draw great interest. You know how many Buddhists there are on this planet? Like a billion. It's gotta be A, but I don't see how it could be A.
You are correct. It is A. Apparently, everybody has already reached their zen. They don't need another Buddha statue in their life. And here's the kicker. It was donated for display by a couple who has now passed away. That's why they're auctioning it off. But activists in Nepal are saying, that was ours, and it was stolen from us. We need you to just give that back to us for free. And so it's generated a lot of controversy because, you know, there's all these artifacts that are in museums that people are starting to say, you took that without our permission and we would like it back, sir.
Yes, we call that English art collecting. Very popular in the UK.
I'm greatly looking forward to this next Indiana Jones movie, which I assume will be him going back through all the traps to put back all the crap he stole in the last four movies.
It's just Harrison Ford apologizing for 2 hours. Oh,
grumpily apologizing, as Harrison Ford would.
While wearing a sweet hat and holding a satchel. Absolutely. All right, Mark, let's move along. As much as I love this conversation, there's another one afoot. We're going to 1010 Wins in the Big Apple, New York City, baby.
A social media trend. It's on TikTok. They call it the and it basically exploits a design vulnerability, which lets the culprit access by using a USB cable.
All right, Mark, so what is, in theory, what is TikTok helping people steal? Is it all of the American data that ever existed, A? Is it B, the 11 herbs and spices that make up KFC's original recipe? Or is it C, Kia and Hyundai cars?
Look, we already know TikTok is stealing all of America's data. That seems like it's too obvious. And we know that the herbs and spices have been kept under lock and key. I don't think they're on the internet. I think they're just written on a post-it note in a safe somewhere at KFC headquarters. So I'm going to go ahead and say they're stealing cars.
They are indeed stealing cars. There's a really simple glitch that allows you to steal Kia and Hyundai cars, and it's becoming a trend on TikTok. And you're right, Mark. The Americans' data, if you listen to the old and dusty politicians, were already being thefted left and right. Maybe the greatest congressional hearing of all time. And the 11 herbs and spices, if you look at KFC's Twitter, they follow 11 people. The 5 Spice Girls and 6 dudes named Herb. That's 11. Herbs and spices.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
It's all you need.
All right, let's head over to the Lone Star State. This next story once again demonstrates how everything is bigger in Texas.
If you were able to kill off 75% of the population in Texas, that would only maintain the current numbers.
So what does Texas have an overwhelming amount of? Is it A, squirrels, B, feral hogs, or is it C, delusional Dallas Cowboy fans?
Well, I mean, full disclosure here, Mark. Early on in my radio career, I lived in the Arklatex. I lived in Northeast Texas. So I am well aware of the amount of delusional Dallas Cowboy fans that exist in Texas. The number that you gave is too small for this answer to be right. It's 100%. It's obnoxious. It's terrible. I can't stand it. So I know it's not C. I don't know if squirrels... I know squirrels are somewhat universal, but like I feel like squirrels are more of a Midwestern type thing. I don't know why I feel that. May not be true. I'm going with feral hogs.
Are you aching for some bacon? It is feral hogs. You're correct. Look, delusional Dallas Cowboy fans are everywhere. They're not just in Texas. We have them in Louisiana as well. So just throw that right out the window. It is feral hogs. Apparently, Texas is the number one place for feral hogs, and they have so many of them that they almost can't get through the day without running across a feral hog or two.
That sounds terrifying. Could you imagine, like, you're just crossing the road and some really angry hog comes charging at you? And you made it seem so common. It was like, do people have, like, a preferred feral hog defense stick that they carry in their car that they have to, like, always walk around with just in case? Is it mace? I don't know. Sounds scary, though. I don't like it.
Don't mind that. That's just my hog beating stick. Just move it out of the passenger seat.
Yeah, just throw it in the back. Well, that's the thing. You don't want to have it too far away because you don't know what's going to happen next. It's all very scary. It's all very scary. You know, Mark, speaking of things that are scary, I found last week's cliffhanger question also very scary. Very scary. For those that don't remember, the clip came from KCBS in San Francisco. Take a listen.
You probably heard a lot about plant-based meats in recent years. Now, as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports from Berkeley, one local company is taking a slightly different path.
It's not plant-based. It's...
So, Mark, what is being used as a meat substitute? The options were A, fungi, B, marzu, which is also known as maggot cheese, or C, whatever was being put in Mondo Burgers in the movie Good Burger.
All right, well, look, we talked about this a little bit last week as we kind of talked our way through it. I think the Mondo Burger recipe is next to the KFC herbs and spices in the vault. I don't think anybody's getting a hold of that. And look, I had a very, like this, I had this feeling in the pit of my stomach, this sinking suspicion that it was whatever maggot cheese is. So I'm very hesitantly going to go with maggot cheese.
Mark, I have some very settling news for you. The answer is fungus. Somehow, okay. That's the least disgusting answer here. I don't know how it's possible, but they're growing meat using a specific kind of fungus. But for what it's worth, Mark, marzu is a real thing. So somebody somewhere is eating it, just not in this question.
Also not in this house, because I'm not eating mac and cheese either.
Hell no.
So that brings us to this week's cliffhanger question of the week. And if you didn't figure it out from Zach's question just now, we're not going to give you the answer right now. You get a week to mull this over. We're going to work on the honor code system here and trust that you're not going to go Google it. You're just going to have a week to kind of think about it, keep it in the back of your head so it keeps popping up at the worst possible times trying to interrupt you as you go about your day. So here we go with this week's cliffhanger question of the week. Hey, right back to KCBS in San Francisco.
A number of companies are pulling back on the option that from new numbers released from the Labor Department.
So what are companies providing workers with less of? Is it A, bonuses? Is it B, working from home, the opportunity to work from home? Or is it C, weekend company barbecues?
The first two would be unfortunate, I think, if they were taken away. Some people don't like working from home. Everybody likes a bonus. But Mark, if you told me, hey, Zach, guess what? No more weekend company barbecues, I'd say, hell yeah. So, I mean, one of these things to me is not that great of a loss. In fact, it's a relief, if nothing else. I hope the answer is not A or B. Now, I know, we're going to wait. We're going to fumble around with it a little bit. But I am anti-company party, big time.
Well, look, you can be anti-social for the next week. And we will come back and check in with you next week, and you'll have to be social again for another 15 or so minutes, but then you can go back to your hole and enjoy your solitude.
I like my hole of solitude.
And that's how we do it here at Name That News. Thanks for joining us, and if you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're here every single week with another fresh new episode of Name That News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.